You are listening to Critical End, episode 28.
Only two more episodes until Ryan is murdered by a large black man.
Wait, what?
Let's listen.
Also, breaking up is the hardest part to do.
Well, we could do... I don't want to open by talking about Gamer, though.
Okay.
Let's throw them for a loop.
Okay.
Let's discuss kittens.
All right. Do you like kittens, Logan?
Oh, you're going to leave all that in the show, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We always do stuff like that. Let's do this regular.
The opening! Prologue. Meanwhile, Logan's study.
I'm Logan, and I just can't believe that things have turned out this way. Why, I feel it was almost last winter when old Marjorie came to my door, and she said to me,
I'm very long-winded. no one's actually listening. Further thing, why do I have a study? And whose pants am I wearing today?
Why do I talk like this, I wonder? I believe I started talking like this last winter when Marjorie came.
All right.
Who the hell's Marjorie, Logan? You always talk about her whenever I come in your study like this. Another thing.
Is that guy yelling outside from the window of the study?
He knows where my study's located.
Well, that's the opening of the show for you.
I want to live in a mansion. I want to be like...
where the people are.
You ready for this, Ryan?
Yeah.
I want to be in my old age, like John Lennon crazy, where I live in like this old gothic mansion in the hillside with Yoko Ono as my bride.
I think you're thinking of of Howard Hughes crazy, though. John Lennon wasn't that crazy.
Howard Hughes is like Kleenex box on the feet.
Oh, that's too much.
Pee in jars. Yeah, I'm not peeing in jars, Ryan. Well, it's not the life for me. I am going to go John Lennon crazy.
All right, who's your Yoko?
Pick
any
Asian
celebrity
chick?
Yoko.
Oh, celebrity Yoko?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about...
Now it's time to play celebrity Yoko.
So we're talking about the celebrity that would break us up? Is that what you're saying? The podcast would fall apart? Because they're like, oh, he started to bring his Yoko to all the podcast sessions. And she started having her way of everything. She was like, I think Logan should be more in the forefront of this project.
Right, and then you're like, I agree with that.
I agree.
Also, I was more thinking of just who you would, in that scenario, want to hang out with as much as they did. But who would you leave me for then? We'll make it that.
Well, it's no one I want to, but I was thinking more along the lines of what would it take to actually like break this up?
Because
we're a powerhouse of hits, right?
That's right. We are like the Bee Gees.
I'm thinking someone who I can't even stand. Maybe if we could go with like a Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel would break us up?
Or any of the Jessicas, actually. Jessica Alba, maybe more so.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit. Mm-hmm. I hear she plays patty cake all night.
Wait a minute, so you'd run off with Jessica Biel and live in a castle?
And when you put it like that, it doesn't sound like I have an option.
Because I'm coming.
Is this going to break us up?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Well, you're asking if I'm going to do it, so if I do it, will that break us up?
If I can come, then no.
So you can't come.
This is a problem I've been having.
But I'm bringing her all these podcasts.
You're gonna bring a bed into our studio
and get this. She's never seen the movie either, and she's only gonna talk about her artwork.
She's gonna scream shrilly.
Yes.
Whole podcast.
You know, I already do that. But hey, you want? Here's a timely Jessica Biel news bit. Mm-hmm. She has apparently been labeled the most dangerous person to search for on the internet.
Why?
This is absolutely true. How do you not know
is
this
Is her
news?
Name connected to every virus?
Yeah, the way you said why, you're so scared. And I'm like,
why? I should close these tabs.
I should close all these tabs.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they said searching Jessica Biel on any search engine, 1 in 5 is going to be a deadly web page of some sort. Like moiterizing, Ryan.
Moiterizing?
Moiterizing. They didn't use murderizing, because I don't think that's a word. But moiterizing, on the other hand.
Did the Three Stooges write this report?
Moiterizing.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking about viruses and spyware, that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Totally
Why Jessica
true.
Biel? I didn't even know she was still that popular.
Is she the one from Seventh Heaven?
Yes, that's when she was at the top of her game, Logan.
There's your answer right
Barry
there,
Barry Watson. And
Barry Watson was in Seven Heaven?
Yeah, the guy from, you know, House of Wax. House of Wax? No, not House of Wax. What did Barry Watson do?
Barry Watson's Boogeyman. Sorority Boys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Boogeyman, right?
No, you're right. That was him. Yeah, okay. He's okay.
All right. Well, okay, but so see, we've agreed. I will be running off to a castle with Barry
with
Watson.
Barry Watson. I'll take Jessica Alba. I'll take one of the Jessicas.
It all sounds completely taken care of to me.
Well, so you know what's going to happen.
What?
They're going to, like, hook up with each other and leave us together once again.
That's true. And they played brother and sister on that show. Gross, Logan.
We'll reunite years later, all fat and ugly, with nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Much like now.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, well, I saw this one movie last night. How about you? You're like, hell no! Because you're still upset about the fallout, see?
I would be still upset, because you ran off to a castle. What happened to your castle? Jessica Biel took it in the divorce?
She did! Crazy bitch.
It's terrible.
Taking my castle. I know.
That would be the name of your comeback album. Crazy bitch taking my castle.
Please. Speaking of crazy bitches taking
castles.
That's
the title of the episode, just fair warning.
Crazy bitch taking... Oh, man. This week, Ryan, we saw the lovely 2009 film... Gamer. I say 2009 film because I feel like I've seen this plot over and over again.
It's a little bit, it's reminiscent of other guy trapped in a game type things.
Well, I think any gladiator thing at all. Mm-hmm. That was the whole, like, Roman thing. They're like, listen, I don't know how Romans talk, so I'll just do this first.
Listen,
okay?
I'm a Roman, and I...
They're like, listen, because all the Romans are gay, right?
Right, no, I know.
They're like, you gotta survive all these. We'll let you go. And they were also from the deep south. I don't know. Ryan, I saw Gladiator. That was about it.
This brings up a question. Is Gerard Butler the new Russell Crowe? Because I was thinking he is, actually.
Man, he's not Russell Crowe in my book until he throws a phone at somebody.
Well, he's a rough and tumble, sort of vaguely European-y. But wait a minute, he's also in that romantic comedy with Katherine Heigl, so.
Yeah, which I thought actually opened this...
you were seeing that instead of Gamer?
No, I was sitting in the theater. And I was like, hold on, he's in this movie Gamer, and it's Friday. And what else? Didn't another movie just open film today? That Sandra Bullock movie, isn't he in that too? And then when I was leaving the theater, I was like, Bradley Cooper! But yes, he did just open one with Katherine Heigl.
Uh-huh.
I think last week, the week before, so he's all over my junk right now, Ryan. Like, what the hell?
Is he all over your junk, though? Is that what he was doing?
Here's a drawing of it.
Oh.
Now, if you turn it this way, it's a magic eye. Don't freak out. Yeah.
It's a bunny.
Yeah. Now cross your eyes and slowly uncross them.
Oh, it's a sailboat.
Now freak out.
Oh, God!
Yes.
Oh, that sailboat is fucking Gerard Butler. This is terrible.
That sailboat is me.
No! I learned it from watching you, Logan.
There's your other title for that episode. This is the episode where we just try and come up with titles
just
for the episode.
All titles.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what's going to win now, although, you know...
Yeah, there's no way you get around that. Yeah, that's right. Okay,
all right.
So Gamer. Here's what drew us to this movie. It wasn't the sexiness appeal of a young Gerard Butler.
It wasn't that nothing else was out this week.
It wasn't that. It was totally that nothing else was out this week.
Oh.
That, and this is the the first non-Crank movie by the Crank guys.
Mm-hmm. And you know that we're Crank fans.
We were all over the Crank. Let me tell you. And so it was kind of like, well, you know, we enjoyed Crank. We both felt really extremely dirty after doing that podcast.
Sure, we cranked it up.
But why not kind of go back to that? I'm curious to see what they're going to do, because if you remember any of the promotional stuff for Crank, they really didn't show you the trailer did not show you how crazy Crank was going to be. It just showed you action scenes. Mm-hmm. It didn't show you, like, the talk show scene and them blowing up really big and stomping over a power plant.
Right, that's a little hard. It's kind of a hard sell in the trailer.
Exactly, right. So when I was watching the trailer of Gamer, I was like, okay, now hold on, this is a movie where Crank tried to be a video game. In fact, they threw in all sorts of jokes about that. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a movie that actually is a video game. So, Lionsgate's obviously not showing me something in the promotional material here. This movie's going to be crazy nuts, Ryan. Mm-hmm. But no, it wasn't crazy nuts at all. It was pretty much just a straightforward action movie with a plot we've seen over and over again.
Well, it was very rote, but there was a big chunk of the plot that they didn't show in any of the trailers, which is this crazy The Sims-type thing.
Society would be a hard sell.
So now, there are two aspects to this game-within-a-game type thing, or game-within-a-movie type thing. There's the action game, which the trailers tells you is played by players at home controlling convicted murderers on death row. So these players are you know, acting out this murder through these actual murders, and of course...
I'll comment on the plot while you're filling this in. if you're like me, you're like, well, okay, that sounds cool trailer, but how's that possible?
Well, let me explain.
Well, Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought it was the trailer. Go on.
The movie really makes up something. It's like one of those toss-away lines. It's where, like, in two lines, like, oh, it's something we put in their head, kind of. It works that way. I wanted more detail, I guess, on how that worked. But...
Yeah. And then there's a very short scene where he's like, who aims, the player or the slayer? And Gerard Butler very calmly is like, let me explain. Actually.
The player, yeah.
Actually, the player is the eyes and I'm the hands. No, so there's that whole thing of playing a real person in a violent video game and how it's okay that they die because they're criminals. That's sort of one part of it. But there's another thing.
Okay?
Don't get indignant yet. There's another thing, which is that the precursor that this inventor, played by the guy from Dexter, whose name I don't actually know, but he's a very good actor.
Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall.
Not to be confused with Michael Anthony Hall.
No, or Carter Hall. Hawkman.
Or Carter Hall. Hawkman, the hell?
But he also invented in this movie, this game is very much like The Sims, where you control a real person in a social situation, which is basically just people having sex all the time and doing fetish
They actually,
things.
I believe, call it the ultimate version of The Sims or something like that in the movie.
They actually mention The Sims, really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Well,
yeah.
All right. That's ballsy. It's kind of like Second Life or whatever, but, you know, real
The
people.
Only reason it seems to really be invented is so people can have sex.
Just like The Sims.
Just like Sims. Although, I guess you can't really kill people in this. There was a lot of plot holes of this whole society game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it seemed a little weird. People were getting injured, definitely.
Yeah, and yet people, like... Here's... Okay, for society to work... I'm sorry, we're giving you more backstory than you need here, but I'm sure you have all sorts of questions, too.
It just wouldn't work. I stopped kind of paying attention, because that just wouldn't work.
Well, for this game to work in the movie, though, you have to believe that... Okay, so you know this with slayers, they're you're actually controlling a person who's going out there and getting shot. Exactly right. Well, society, you're controlling someone who's agreed to be in the game.
Right.
So in other words, you can sit at home and control someone who I guess you could call an actor who has signed on to play you in this game.
Mm-hmm.
However, these people survive to have normal lives, obviously outside of the game society. However, in the movie, all we see them do is, like, pretty much get raped and get beaten up a whole lot.
Right.
Which makes no sense. But anyway, okay, continue, Ryan. I'm kind of with you on this plot so far. I'm learning something here.
Okay. So, Gerard Butler,
I like him.
He's a convicted murderer.
He's a new Russell Crowe.
Now, I was hoping that this would be sort of a switch-up and he would, just be a flat-out bad guy that we followed. But actually,
yeah.
No, you know, you get the impression that maybe there's a little bit more to that story than they're telling you and that maybe he's not the bad guy that everybody seems to think he is. Either way, he's on death row.
Wait, hold on. That other guy who's in all sorts of movies is apparently on death row too, Ryan.
Hmm. John Leguizamo?
Yes. However, he doesn't... I guess he's just in prison? Okay, see, here's the other thing. If you're just in prison, you have to be in the game too, but you're just like some guy who stands there.
That doesn't make any sense. I thought those
Which
people
is
were
even,
fake at first.
Well, that's even worse when you think about it, because those people are definitely going to die.
Yeah.
They're just kind of in the way no matter what. And there's no reason for his character to even be in the movie, because... Obviously, he dies, and it doesn't even matter, because you really... What you saw in the trailer is pretty much what you see of him in the movie, too.
Yeah, I mean...
They're not really friends or anything.
He sort of uses an excuse to make sure Gerard Butler isn't completely talking to himself, but then he doesn't really say anything anyway. It's a useless character, you're right. And also that, again, the system doesn't really make sense. Like, okay, but you're saying Ryan, Logan...
Ryan.
The Crank guys don't have to make sense in their movie. Let's just... Was it a crazy, exciting thrill ride of awesomeness, you might ask? And I gotta tell you,
do I have to say all that?
No, you wouldn't apparently. So, okay. Honestly, I was disappointed, and the biggest thing I was disappointed in is that Crank, while crazy and having a lot of cool over-the-top action, had a very basic central story, and this doesn't. It has sort of it starts out with a loose story. But I feel like the story is just getting going when the movie ends. And it has a big sort of crazy tacked on ending that makes no sense and sort of resolves everything incredibly easily. And ultimately, you don't feel like there was any movie. You feel like, much like Unbreakable, you watch the first act of a movie. And then that movie probably wouldn't have been good if you'd seen the rest of it. I do wonder if a lot was cut from this movie. I feel like that was the case.
Well, Lionsgate's not actually known for chopping it. I mean, people go to Lionsgate because they pretty much give you free reign for your movie.
Mm-hmm.
And no cut for content, obviously, has to be R-rated. Mm-hmm. The best, I think it's Crank 1, that pretty much gives the entire plot in the opening on a DVD, is that right?
Yeah, and I mean, it works really well.
Okay. See, that works for the Crank movies, because, to be honest, that's why the Crank movies are kind of lovable. Because mm-hmm. there's really not much happening. It's like, this is what he has to do, and he's going to try and do the whole movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Crank is fun for that. With this movie, though, they kind of promised us something more than Crank. They kind of promised us an actual story here. And you're right. Nothing actually happens, it seems. And then at the end when, like, something... Well, I mean, I don't know. They make this big deal, and the trailer itself does this. So if you haven't seen the movie, they make this big deal about, okay, you survive 30 games, you get out, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it was less than halfway through the movie, and he's already, like, in the final game. I was like, hold on, shouldn't this be, like, the end of the movie then? Mm-hmm. Well, he has stuff he has to do outside of the game. It involves this whole subgroup known as Humans, mm-hmm. with a Z.
Led up by Ludacris, who I admit I kind of like.
No, I think, to be honest, I think he's a good actor. He's one of the few rappers that can actually act, I think.
I wish that they wouldn't keep taking every, like, three different takes of all his lines and mapping them over each other just to make him sound all crazy cool, like, whenever he's on a video screen. It's like, just have him read the thing.
To be honest, I thought that part was in 3D.
Yeah, he's sure. Waving your hands around. Yeah, remind me about the 3D in a second, because I have stuff to say about that.
Okay. Well, the humans, like, subplot, I guess it is, never really comes into that much play either. They're people that just show up to give more body count at the end.
Exactly.
And Michael C. Hall is our, villain here. Isn't that villainous as much as he is just kind of stupid and crazy? Mm. There's not much of a fight. And also, Michael C. Hall is, like, what he contributes to the movie, really, is he's like, I'm going to introduce this whole new character who's not controlled by any player to go into Slayers and just start killing him. Mm-hmm. He's going to kill everyone around him. Well, this guy never really comes into play, and at the end when they finally get, like, their big fights and he dies instantly.
Yeah.
And it seems like they did that just to have more room for Michael C. Hall's musical number.
Yeah.
Which you're thinking, oh, hold on, that sounds like Crank, a musical number. It's not like that. It didn't really work. It was just stupid. It made him out to be even a dumber villain than he was already.
Michael C. Hall was trying to do Gary Oldman from Fifth Element. He was trying
yes,
to do...
Yes, that's a great comparison.
So crazy he's scary, but he was just crazy funny. And he is a great actor, and, like, he played that character pretty well, but just the character, there was nothing to it.
It's kind of like they told him to just go home and watch, like, Deliverance, and then come back and do that.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
But here's the thing, you compare this to Crank, I think that the difference is that as basic as the story in Crank was, every scene moved that story forward a little.
That's right.
And that's all you need to have, like, a compelling film, really, especially an action movie. This, we never really got started. We never really got out the gate. By the time I felt like they were done setting up the concepts that would make the movie work, the movie was over. And it was only an hour and a half, so I wonder if there was more to this movie that they decided to cut, or they just, you know... Because he seems to just, like, he just, at the end of the movie, literally shows up at the villain's headquarters. No explanation of how he got there.
That's right.
You know. So, I don't know. I think that... the Crank guys can do very particular things very well. Like, the violence in the movie was pretty cool.
That's true.
But they should take a screenwriting class.
It seems like you really just tacked that on. Yeah. I think da-da-da, but they should take a screenwriting class. I don't know. I kind of like the fact that they did not take a screenwriting class for Crank and Crank 2. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what, like, feeds the enjoyment of those movies. It plays like your brother got caffeinated on Mountain Dew and made a movie and you get to sit and watch it. While Gamer plays like your brother got caffeinated on Mellow Yellow and trying to make a movie.
Totally different movie.
Exactly right.
I haven't had Mellow Yellow in years.
I'm like yawning over here, Ryan. This is a boring movie and it's a boring review.
Mm. Okay,
let's
sorry.
Jazz it up a bit.
Okay.
it's a musical number. So yeah, avoid Gamer. If you think it looks interesting at all, just rent it.
Yeah, but
save your money.
It isn't, so don't.
Yeah, or go see that romantic comedy with Gerard Butler in it, and then pretend like you're seeing Gamer.
Yes. Oh, that would be great. Pretend that somebody outside the war universe is controlling Gerard Butler's actions in his romantic comedy movie.
Yeah, and then oh geez.
That's how you know. It's going to be awesome.
That's exactly right.
Yes. I do. I will say this about Gamer. I felt like it was the first movie I've ever seen that deals with video. I felt like it was the first movie I've ever seen, actually.
This movie brought me back to my movie virginity days.
Lying.
Yeah.
Never mind that. No. I felt like this is the first movie I've seen that deals with video games that was made by people who play them. I felt like a lot of
that's true.
The tropes were accurate to real video games. And even when they show sort of a behind-the-shoulder shot of Gerard Butler with a little UI over it, it was very much... Like, I could imagine that being how future video games looked.
See, to be honest, that part was cool. I wanted to see more of that vision. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. I wanted to see, like, a whole fight scene played out like that. What you just said, I think Crank and Crank 2 is a better example of that. Crank and Crank 2 really do play, like, their video games, kind of. Mm-hmm. While this movie, it's... I don't know. I guess they're trying too hard. They were trying to do something that wasn't... I don't know. It kind of just took me out of this whole video game world. While Crank and Crank 2 actually felt like I was playing this video game.
But I could.
I think I might have told you, like, with Crank and Crank 2, I sat there and I was like, oh, when do I get to hit the start button? When do I play? While this, it's kind of far away from that. They even, like, at the very end, they just kind of gave up and went back to one of their old Crank screens with the game over insert quarter thing.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's just,
I'm like, it doesn't quite match this movie like it did Crank. I'm sorry.
But I could believe that that's how video games would be in the future. Like, I actually bought that as a future way to play video games.
Well, this is probably the only movie that's really dealt exclusively with video games of the future. So, yeah, I think that's a possibility. You're right.
Yeah, but even when the kid, there's a kid who plays Gerard Butler, you know, who is the player. And I actually wanted to see his story matter, too, which it didn't.
It's kind of funny. That's Logan Lerman, I believe is his name. Mm-hmm. I thought he was pretty entertaining in Meet Bill, this kind of underrated Aaron Eckhart film. Mm-hmm. Where Aaron Eckhart's kind of his mentor. But the thing with Logan Lerman's character is that he's actually on the poster.
That's true.
But he never really, like, does anything in the movie. And you'd think he'd be really important because he's controlling our main character, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, you're right. That, you know, there's another complaint about that movie.
Well, he weirdly gets a lot of screen time, but also doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, part of what we see him doing is he has this sort of weird womb that he goes into that's sort of his computer. He sort of, like, you know, lounges on a beanbag and, like, controls everything with, you know, gestures, essentially. And I think that, like, I can see that being an interesting futuristic, like, sort of Minority Report-esque, like, view of how the future computer stuff would work. Like, chat windows are popping up and videos show up and he's, like, at the game, you know, front and center in a main window. I thought that stuff was kind of cool in terms of, like, imagining a future. Although I did think that it was cool that Gerard Butler has, like, a dramatic line where he's like, it's just a mouse click to you. And, like, I didn't see any mice in the movie. Like, apparently they don't use mice anymore, so.
See, Ryan, he's been in prison that long.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's just.
He gets out of prison and automatically does, like, a Star Trek bit where he picks up the mouse, you know, and.
He talks to it.
Yeah, he talks to it.
Okay, I see. Now that all makes sense.
The only reason the character Simon, that was his name, the only reason Simon's character seems to be in the movie is to wear a Crank t-shirt. which is kind of awesome, but it seems like there could have been a less subtle way to advertise your old movies.
That's true. I guess the other thing I want to say is that I think that much like we said with My Bloody Valentine, like that movie wasn't very good, but the 3D gave me a reason to watch. I think if Gamer had been in 3D, I would have enjoyed the hell out of it, to be honest with you.
I agree.
You know, because all that crazy video game stuff, if that was like an overlay on top of it, you know, in 3D and then et cetera.
Oh, Ryan, hey, everyone, we're totally just giving this away right now, okay?
Yeah.
This isn't exclusive to us. If you're listening to this, please make a video game movie in 3D like that. That would be cool.
It would be cool.
Movie didn't have enough over-the-shoulder stuff to be that cool. But yeah, I want a 3D action film, Ryan.
Oh, totally.
With Van Damme in it.
Well, I'll see if he's available.
Okay,
he is. He's actually on my porch right now.
Okay.
Get off my porch!
He's like, porch for the poor!
Why is he talking that way? And then you're like, well, I can't give you any porridge. I don't have any porridge to spare.
More? You want more?
And then it becomes Newsies in a weird way.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
A Newsies joke too.
I bought a lally. All right, that's enough of that.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I agree. There should be. You know, they're working on 3D video games. That's a new thing.
Boring.
No, it's gonna be awesome.
Right.
Maybe.
The head can only take so much 3D. I don't think I can play a whole video game in 3D. That's being honest with you.
Well, that's true. But the holodeck.
Where's my virtual reality that was promised in Lawnmower Man in 1991?
That's true. Where's Tron?
Are you listening to me?
Where's Tron?
Yeah. Hey, Tron 2.0, I'm so signed up already.
Yeah, we'll see.
Seriously, I signed up.
You're in Tron 2.0?
I'm on Tron.
How did you do, what?
I'm Jeff Bridges' character.
Jeff Bridges is Jeff Bridges' character.
Hey, no, I love the first Tron. We're totally getting something new here. I love the first Tron. I own the 2-disc special edition on DVD.
Sure
I cannot.
Do.
I really do. I'm holding it right now.
Why did you? Why would you
touch it?
No.
And I totally cannot wait for it. A Tron sequel this late in the game is the most awesome thing ever. Sure, we're talking Disney here. They could have remade it, Ryan.
That's true.
They could have just like released some like Tron made for TV crap. Mm-hmm. But no, they're actually making a Tron 2.
That's true.
This is amen, brother. Hallelujah. That's all I have to say to that. All
right. Well, I'll give it a chance. I mean, I'm not dismissing it out of hand. I will watch.
Ryan, no one cares what you think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Tron 2, see it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Gamer. Meanwhile, on the web. Mm-hmm. You can check us out at critical-in.com.
Yeah, that's right.
all sorts of fancy pants new stuff popping up there all the time.
Search for us on iTunes, leave us a review or a rating, and we'd really we'd like it if you do. Or email us and comment on the blog and etc. You know, be involved. Tell your friends.
Ryan, I think most movies should have a character named Rick Rape in them. Rick Rape was my favorite disc jockey from the 60s.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
How would Rick Rape improve...
I don't know where you're going with this.
Improve the movie. He's just not that into you.
Mainly through raping, I think.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that would fly with a sense.
I think they might be more inclined to think that he's into them.
Well, in a weird way, though.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe we should cut that.
Let me send out an official apology to all women. And here to tell you more is Rick Rape.
I don't know why you would tell me.
Allow me to explain through raping. Insert sound effect here. Oh, jeez.
Professor Rape. So, Professor Murder.
There's your obscure reference for the week. Comment and let us know what movie that's from. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you cookie pie. Ryan's apparently a pie maker now.
We will rape you.
In Lower East Side. We'll send Rick Rape to deliver a special rape just from your pals at Critical Inn.
I'm going to replace all instances of the word rape with grape so the censors won't get upset.
Well, this will be a fun one then to replace. Are you ready, Ryan? Here's a good reference. Okay. I'm with Rapist. See, now it's going to say I'm with Grapist, which will make no the hell sense. I mean,
no the hell sense at all. You're right about that.
Just shut the shit up. That's what I'm sorry. That's my favorite cursing that doesn't make any sense at all.
Logan, I got to tell you, with all this hilarity, you are king shit of fuck mountain. Well, it all worked out.
Hey, one time, Ryan, this guy was trying to tell me to fuck off. You know what he told me, though? He said, fuck away. And I was like, yes, sir.
Is that a true story?
That's a true story, yeah.
Who was telling you to fuck off and
it was some drunk
placed
guy.
It that
I
bad.
Said, and I missed the I missed the boat on that one because I should have said, I will, sir.
He was trying to, like, encourage you. Hey, fuck away, kid. You're only young once. Fuck away.
Fuck on, motherfucker.
I'm going to make a shirt that says that. Fuck away. Fuck away.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Like a Bob
that, I think that's a new dance hit waiting to happen, I think. Wow, and now more from the show that should have ended 10 minutes ago.
Keep on playing them video games, kids.
Yeah, cut all that out. You'll break my poor mother's heart.
Okay. I got to tell you, that ship has sailed long ago.
Yeah.
Good night.
Kevin MacLeod.